Well, today's gospel is a real famous one in talking about the identity of Jesus. Who is he? And Peter finally is able to say, "You are the Christ." But it's obvious he's probably filled with the Holy Spirit, but he didn't understand the implications, which is a question for all of us. Who is Jesus for you? Son of God? Okay, what does that mean? Savior? Friend? A holy man? Jesus tells his disciples what it truly means for him to be the Messiah. It means he will have to suffer, ultimately be killed. That's not what they expected. He was going to free him from the Romans or something. It goes against everything they know. But even more, he says, those who follow him will have the same fate. Incredible implications, spiritually and behaviorally. We will suffer. We have to carry the cross. Why? 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 Because the path of love always involves suffering. Love will lead to suffering. How come? Well, basically, we live in a world off kilter. We say, love is willing the good of the other. Well, this goes against our self-protection, which seems to be written into our very DNA. Maybe that's what original sin is truly all about. We come into the world with the world revolving around us. We are the center of the universe. Hopefully, as I say, somewhere along the line, we fall in love with someone, and suddenly someone else becomes more of a center. But we really have to work hard to not fall back and focus just on ourselves. Giving ourselves away in love will always hurt. And marriage is an incredible example of that. We say to love one another in sickness and health, good times and bad. And this is so real. In some ways, we probably like to lead an easy life. We don't want to be hurt. But we know love costs. Married couples, you know that. Parents, you know that. Today, Allie and Todd brought their children to be baptized. These twins were born fairly premature. And for the first 6 months of their lives, Allie and Todd didn't get any sleep. They looked like walking zombies. They really did. It was a heavy cross. But they loved having these children. But it wasn't easy for them. Much better space right now. Sin has worked its way into our society. And when you decide to live a life of radical love, you go against the grain. For instance, in conversation, it's easy just to get caught up in gossip and backbiting. To resist a group is hard. As parents try to set limits for their children and the use of what, technology or extracurricular activities, and have everyone sit down to a meal together on a regular basis, goes against the grain. Almost impossible to resist the pressure. For teenagers, to resist using drugs or having premarital sex is extremely difficult. To walk the path of love well, it can also make others feel bad about their behavior and lead even to resentment. They are reminded that they have not lived up to their ideals. To answer a curse with a blessing throws everything off. To offer forgiveness or to turn the other cheek is provocative. We know in our own history, Martin Luther King confronted racism with nonviolence. It's the path of love. But it's always a heavy cross. I think what Paul says, clothe yourself with Christ. I think it means the same thing. Consciously walk the path of love. You're here today because you want to do that. To have a new identity. He says, so we're not Greek or Jew, male or female. We share a common identity as the body of Christ. As St. Augustine says, we have become not only Christians, but we have become Christ. And becoming Christ, following the path of love, comes at a cost. That's the cross we carry.